Voices Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is an investigative reporter, formerly lived in Israel, but had to leave there because of threats against his life, and is living now in the United States, and a wonderful source of information about what is really going on over there in the Middle East. And, of course, everything points to the fact that there's going to be war before long. There's going to be a war in the Near East, probably going to be a war in the Middle East, and heaven help us if that happens. Recently I was reading in remarks by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is the major architect of what's going on over in the Middle East, and his remark was, if we get into a war with Iran, we're going to be bogged down in Pakistan and Iraq in that area for another 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a war that's never going to end, and with that will come the bankruptcy of our nation and the imposition of terrible draconian laws in our nation in the name of fighting the wicked terrorists who we started funding 20 years ago, and most of this whole terrorist movement, whether it be Hamas or Al-Qaeda or even Hezbollah, was directly or indirectly funded and created by the United States. In fact, I was told just the other day by a man who spent most of his life in intelligence that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which was actually an outgrowth of the Shah's secret police. We organized the Shah's secret police. The CIA trained the Shah's secret police, and then after we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power and toppled the Shah, why, of course, the mullahs simply got the Iranian secret police, and they actually are the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and they renamed it the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and now they're the enemy. But, of course, they were trained by the CIA, and who knows what the relationship is behind the scenes. Well, that is the background, and pointing out that nothing is as it appears to be. Here's our guest, Barry Shamish. Hi, Barry.
Hi. Today, if you don't mind, I'd like to interview you at least about some things I don't know about that are coming to life right now. And I'm going to talk about someone named Nadia Matar. And this was the very big news in Israel this week. Now, you just phoned me over like an hour and 10 minutes ago, and I've been trying to organize the information as best I can with a brief amount of time. It's so complicated. But here's the basic story. For years, I've been telling the only protest movement left in Israel are the women in green. There's no one else, no one. There used to be something called Zohar Tseinu, which means this is our land. It was headed by one Moshe Feiglin, who literally had the entire protest movement in his hands. This was in 1966. He blocked roads. He had literally, no exaggeration, he had about 100,000 people prepared to block roads with their own bodies. They took terrible beatings from the Israeli police. The Israeli police attacked them on horseback with clubs, and no one seems to know this, that the Israeli protest movement once existed, and it almost brought down Oslo. And there were two little groups who were, well, in those days, they were considered private, non-governmental. The big one was the Asia Council, the council representing the settlements. Organize massive rallies. 250,000 people.
You're going to have to hold it because we're going to a break, but we'll talk about it in just a moment.
clockwork depurification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shammah. She's talking about the resistance movement, the demonstration movement over there in Israel, those people who were very concerned because they realized that their leaders were betraying Israel, that the Oslo Accord was simply a means of giving back land to the Arabs. The idea of land for peace was preposterous. I mean, there was certainly no way the Palestinians were ever going to agree to Israel remaining as a society. And so why were the leaders of Israel making concession after concession after concession? So there was a resistance movement to it. And Sonny Berry was telling us about the history of these various groups. And you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, in 1996, let's say 1994 to 1997, there was a very strong protest movement in Israel. The day the announcement for the so-called Oslo peace was made in Israel, it wasn't 2 days before a quarter of a million Jews went into Jerusalem to the Knesset to protest this outrage, and they were met by the police on horses with billy clubs, and they were beaten badly. It was police brutality at its worst, and that was the Council of the Settlements of Judea and Samaria, called the Yesha Council, organized this. Now, they had to be neutralized, and they were. They were very neutralized. And that's what my book, Bye Bye Gaza, is all about, is how they were ultimately, the council itself was replaced by people who were very, very pro-government. And all the activities were to make sure that the government's policy was never, ever challenged. And that's what I wrote about this book by the Gaza. Now, that's one branch. The proof, by the way, is more than just that everything I wrote was real, came when the head of the Asia Council, Bensi Lieberman, in January of earlier this year admitted at the trial of Avigdor Lieberman that during the Gaza protests, it was his job to work with the police and make sure that no protesters actually made it to Gaza. He was sending them out in the desert. He was keeping them 35 miles from Gaza with no water in between if anybody ever wanted to actually protest. They would die of thirst getting there, and this is what they were doing. So that protest movement was thoroughly infiltrated. And the second big movement was Moshe Feiglin's movement. It was called Zohar Tzeinu. Now, to get this one neutralized was a very big goal of the government, because these people were willing to actually lie in the middle of roads and stop oncoming traffic. They blocked Israeli traffic for miles on end. They clogged up the entire country of Israel. If the Arabs had wanted to attack, the best day would have been during a Zohar Tzeinu demonstration blocking up the streets of Israel. The army couldn't move. Now, to get Zohar Tzeinu neutralized, now, look, Moshe Feiglin is their leader. He came in second in the last Likud primaries, and here's the trick they use on Feiglin. One day, Feiglin, with his 100,000 protesters supporting him, just gave it all up, made an announcement that I am no longer supporting protests. We are going the legitimate way, and we are going to take over the Israeli government by taking over the Likud party. Now, this is the announcement he made, and he told all his followers to join the most they're all corrupt, but it is amongst, they're all corrupt. Let's just say it's a totally corrupt party led by a CFR stalwart named Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, the last elections, Feiglin wanted to run for the parliament and sit in the Knesset. He had a meeting with Netanyahu. It didn't last a minute. He came out of the meeting looking like death warmed over and announced that he would not be seeking a seat in the Knesset. Now, I knew why, and I'm not going to say why, because it's just rumors. But I've heard these rumors now for years about Feiglin and how they got him to abandon an effective protest movement and turn it into a branch of the Likud party. But that's what he did. You'll no longer have any protests coming from the biggest protest movement of its time in Israel, Zohar Tzeinu, This Is Our Land, because the leader apparently has a very checkered past. And now I've heard this of all leaders, and I've traced, well, look, you can have a more checkered past than Netanyahu. He's nothing but a spy for the CFR, and boy, have I documented that. And I guess this isn't the time to do that, but we must take some time to understand that the Israeli opposition is every bit as much in the hands of what we call the New World Order as the Israeli ruling government. Okay, so if the opposition by some fluke gains power, nothing will have changed. Absolutely nothing will have changed. And that's a reason, by the way, in Israel and in America as well, you don't vote anymore. It's the world's dumbest act is to go voting. Because no matter who you vote for, you're going to get, the diplomatic headquarters will be the Council on Foreign Relations, no matter what you do. But if you do the tracing, and I mean really dive into where the CFR leads, you're going to get all the way to Rome, because the Vatican have their finger in the CFR every which way as well. And these are the two forces bringing down Israel right now. Number one, the Vatican. Shimon Peres was there on September 6th, surrounded by the Arab League and Mubarak. And whatever Peres does when he's in the Vatican, it is to wreck Israel. But Netanyahu has been, since he was 24 years old, deeply in the hands of the Council on Foreign Relations. And by the way, people, I know a way that you can actually hear me talking about this. Go to YouTube, go to Google, and just write Barry Chambers YouTube. I talk about Netanyahu now, and I've got like 2,000 hits. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's been in a month I've had about 2,000 hits on two different sites, and you can actually hear me explaining how Netanyahu was taken over by the CFR and George Shultz and George Bush the father and Richard Pearl, and everything that Netanyahu does is, of course, for the CFR. So if you vote for the opposition in Israel, you're going to have the exact same government. And that was proven because Netanyahu was, in fact, elected prime minister in 1996, and he immediately gave away Hebron. It wasn't even 10 days before the murder started in Israel. And just so I don't get off topic, there's a reason why I'm talking about this now. We have two major sources of protest in Israel. A large part of the country, this wasn't just active political dissidents. This was 250,000 people showing up to protest the government's misbehavior. And they're gone now. There are no rallies in Israel because the Israeli people know that the Aisha Council is nothing but a government-run organization. They've learned their lesson. The Aisha Council can't get, in its best day, they can't get more than a couple thousand people out anymore because the people realize that this is nothing but a spy organization for the government that's not doing the sectors any good. They're gone. Next, Zohar Tzenu. This is our land. Well, they deliberately don't organize protests because of something in Moshe Feigenman's past that has been used against him, and he's just turned into a member of the Likud party, nothing more. He wanted all these good protesters, very, very few of whom ever voted Likud, to join the Likud, and it didn't work. The Likud is sitting in the Knesset with 12 seats. That's it. Out of 120 seats in the Knesset, one-tenth. And remember, this was the party in Begin's day, had a near majority of the Knesset seats. Today, they have got 10% of the Knesset seats, and the number Feigenman has brought to them is so minuscule, it wouldn't make a difference if he was in the party or out of the party. Nobody who didn't vote Likud joined the Likud because Feigenman told them to. They're gone. Those are the two biggest protest organizers that Israel had during the 90s. They no longer exist. They're gone. Kibbutz. That leaves just one. Just one left who is organizing the only protest left in Israel, and she hasn't got, well, it's the Women in Green. It's led by Nadia Matar. I know Nadia well. We worked together, well, especially for the Rabin assassination, which when she was on my side, there was a time when she was actually promoting the truth about the Rabin affair. We worked together, but she is all that there is left. Now, this is not the time to point out her weaknesses or not her weaknesses. Her misunderstanding of what is the New World Order has cost her in big ways. And, of course, she can't get more than 100 people up for a protest. She lacks the organizational skills that the Aisha Council and Moshe Feigenman had. Nonetheless, she's a good woman, and she gets her 100 people out. Now, I have been telling her for years to stop wasting her time protesting the government of Israel. I said, it's not the government of Israel you got to worry about. It's who controls the government of Israel that you've got to worry about. I have written her letters. I have written her supporters' letters. And I told them the same thing. You've got to make whoever is in charge of the CFR that day so uncomfortable that they will be afraid to get off a plane in Israel. They'll be terrified to have a meeting in Jerusalem. You've got to make them understand that
hold
you
up,
know
hold
what's
up,
going on.
Time.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
morality, anti-morality movements. They control both sides. And if you've ever wondered why nothing seems to ever get done, you join these conservative organizations or quasi-religious organizations, and you work your heart out, you write letters, and occasionally you'll have some little victory, you know, and you'll slow down the process a bit, but then they come back again and again and again, and they'll get the legislation through in the middle of the night when nobody's looking. But it's all to keep you busy. It's the whole idea is a controlled opposition, and that's exactly what you're seeing over in Israel. Actually, it's what they've done is simply neutralize almost every effective organization so that people have to vote for, be involved with one of the other political parties, and they're controlled too. And here in America, it doesn't matter whether you vote for the Republicans or Democrats at the top, their policies are exactly the same. They're all globalists. Nobody criticizes the globalist policies, NAFTA, World Trade Organizations. Listen to the presidential debates. They're all in favor of it. They're all in favor of the war. It's just how soon we're going to get our troops out, and even Hillary won't commit herself, if she becomes president, to pull all of our troops out immediately. Go right ahead. Pick up the story from there, Barry, because what you're seeing in Israel is sort of a microcosm of what you're seeing here in the United States, because the same people are using the same techniques for the same purposes in Israel as they do here. Go ahead.
Well, this was the week that the one protest movement, the Women in Green, finally listened to me. I guess they'll never admit it, I suppose. Maybe they will. It doesn't matter. They did something I've been saying for the longest time. They protested Condoleezza Rice. Finally, they protested Condoleezza Rice. Part of the reason is that Olmert, that the PLO, especially through Mahmoud, I don't even care what his name is, the head of the PLO, Mahmoud Abbas, he's not the head of anything. This is what I keep telling people. He lost the last elections. He doesn't have the right to negotiate for anybody, but nonetheless, he and Olmert have been negotiating the future of the country. And a lot of leaks have come out, and these leaks are terrifying leaks. The latest one was that Olmert has prepared the division of Jerusalem, that he will give up the capital, that it will become a PLO state, and this has all come out. Hold on one sec. Will I see you again? See you later. Okay, I said goodbye to my wife. Now, so the Women in Green had a protest march because Olmert was having a meeting with Condoleezza Rice, and lo and behold, 100 people showed up and made a lot of noise and disturbed Condoleezza's dinner. And I guess Condoleezza doesn't like her dinner disturbed because the police came out, and these were not nice police. By the way, the Israel police has a lot of nice officers, but the officers they sent out to this rally were not nice officers. They took Nadia Matar when it was over. When the rally was over, they surrounded her, and they said, come with us, you're under arrest. And she said, for what? She was just sitting talking with friends. She didn't do anything to be arrested. And they surrounded her, and then her friends surrounded her, and there was a terrible melee. And in this melee, one woman was pushed to the ground and fainted, and she was also arrested, if you can believe this. And Nadia Matar was taken to the police station, and she was held. She refused to give her fingerprints. She refused to give her DNA, and she was put into a cell, the usual awful medieval cell in something called the Russian compound of Jerusalem, which I actually spent a night or two in there as well. We'll get into that eventually, I suppose. The point is that they didn't just arrest her. I have the photographs. You know what? I'm going to give you my email address. Is that okay?
Sure, go right ahead.
If anybody wants the actual arrest of Nadia Matar and the actual police violence, and you want to see these thugs that they send out against the opposition, my friend Gemma Blech, and she was the photographer for my book, Bye Bye Gaza, sent me about 20 shots of this melee where they finally put Nadia in an orange body bag and they shove her into the back of a van.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here with Barry Sammons here.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kits, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Sammons, and we're simply talking about the way that the opposition is being treated over in Israel. And of course, this is what you do. You intimidate the people, you beat them, you know, until people are afraid to get out and demonstrate. And basically then, of course, you have a democratic process. You have two or three or four or five, six parties, all essentially controlled by the same people, so there is no opposition to the fascist society. And unfortunately, this is what's happening in Israel and in America today. Go right ahead, Barry.
Right. Now, if you want these photos from Gemma, you can go and see what the Israeli police really do. And I'm going to say it again. Most of the police are fine, but this is a squad that is crushing opposition in Israel. Just write me at Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at NetVision. One word, N-E-T-V-I-S-I-O-N .net.il, Chamish at netvision.net.il. And I'll send you these pictures, and you can judge for yourself if I'm exaggerating the kind of violence being used to hush up while the women agreeing. Now, here is what is disturbing about the... Nadia wrote an article, and she sent it out, and the Israeli right is sending it every which way, along with Gemma's photos. But I wrote something, and I'm going to expand on it with your help. Nadia is in major trouble, and she doesn't understand this right now. If they're willing to break up her rallies with this kind of thuggery, and this was a peaceful rally, but it was against the New World Order, whether she knew it or not, it was against Condoleezza Rice, which means it was against the Council on Foreign Relations, which means it's against the actual people who are breaking up Israel for good. And this they would not permit. Now, Nadia, I just simply wrote to a few people with a little bit of influence. I said, people, this woman is now on a hit list. I said, there's going to be an accident. She's going to get really sick. Her car is going to slide off the road. One way or another, they're going to get rid of this woman. She's now too big of a pain in the neck. And this was just a harbinger. The next act is going to be a lot more awful, a lot more vicious. And I said to people, they wrote me back, and I said, and they wrote me, and they said, well, she's a mother. She has six children. They wouldn't do this. And I wrote them back, and I said they would do it. I'm a victim of this. I had a stroke when Sharon had a stroke, and I was exposing the fact that it was a medical... Let's put it this way. It was a deliberate stroke. And I explained how that was done, and then suddenly I get a stroke, and then I'm lured to a party one night where a rented car, plows directly into the side of my car and kills me. And by the way, my daughter is here, and she's here with her mother in Florida visiting me, and she gave me some of the details from my sister what the hospital wouldn't tell, the fact that experimental drugs were used on me, all kinds of stuff to kill me. It's that simple. And when I asked the police for a copy of my report, they wouldn't release it. Then I sent my lawyer and I said, I want to see what my report says. They wouldn't release it. I said, people, this is a person who's gone through hell and back for this country of Israel. And I'm telling you, I know the signs. They're going to kill this Nadia Matar. And you've got to guard her. You've got to guard her against anything that you can guard her against. Drive with her. Don't let her drive alone. Okay, just simple acts to defend her life, because people, she is now on the hit list, an international hit list. She disturbed Condoleezza Rice's supper. She disturbed the CFR, and they're going to knock her off if you people don't do something about it. And people printed this out, and... Well, there's a lot of disbelief. They never learn. Israelis never learn, no matter how many of them you kill. But this is the danger. Now, I went looking, and here's where you could be of great help to me if you would email me the following. Number one, this came first from Joel Skousen in his World Affairs brief, and then I expanded on it a bit, that there was a New York Times op-ed in August. Two of the seven soldiers that signed this op-ed claiming the Iraq war was an atrocity, and we've got to leave Iraq, they died in a car accident. They were the only people to die when their truck had an accident. Now, I went looking, and guess what? I'm not the only one who thinks it was no accident. Their parents don't believe it. I found an article where both their parents, well, all four parents, both families don't believe that this was an accident. And this is being buried alive in your country, but they do not believe their children died in an accident. And I found the article. Now, next, please help me with this. There was a third soldier, and he was shot through the head, but I couldn't find the article on this. What do you know about this?
Well, I know I've read about it, and I'm not sure where the article was, but I think Joel Skousen had actually covered that, but I haven't. I'm not sure that I actually have anything other than what Joel had put out. I would ask Joel if what the source of that information is. Joel usually has the information, and Joel's information is usually very accurate.
I'll write him. He's been helpful about this information. he wrote me back and he said, I said to him, Joel, two out of seven died, and no one else did that accident. I said, you don't have suspicions? And he wrote me back and he said, it is very strange that they're the only ones dead. And as I said before, it's not me who thinks so, it's their families who think so as well. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this, I'll ask Joel about the third soldier. That's three out of seven who signed the New York Times op-ed. And, of course, we can go into the issue of Pat Tillman and how apparently he was shot from 10 feet away, and then he was shot twice more through the head when he was lying on the ground. So this is an incident we call fragging, when you shoot your own officers. Apparently, Pat Tillman was shot by his own troops because he also thought that this war was an atrocity. Now I'm going back to Nadia Matar. They kill people. These people kill. To get their way in the Middle East, they kill people. And this is something that Israelis, and again, I'm going to say it like I've said it so many times, I don't know why they can't put two and two together. There have been enough deaths of the Israeli protesters of Oslo over the years that I have pointed out. The first, well, amongst the first was Yitzhak Rabin, and I had the goods in that case. They kill. And Nadia Matar is going to be on their list next. And I've been warning people. And I will write, by the way, I will write when my family leaves. I'll sit down and write. There'll be a delay this time. I want to host my family. I haven't seen them in a year. But the fact remains that this poor woman, for defending Judaism, for defending her home, was arrested, and it's a miracle she walked out of that jail alive. I'm telling you, it was a miracle.
Well, did they file any charges on her? Did they let her go?
Nope, the judge ruled that she goes home, but she has to leave a sample of her DNA. What do they need her DNA for?
Well, I think it's the whole idea. Everybody's to be intimidated, and it felt that if the state tells you to do something, you will do it. And, of course, you don't have the guarantees over in Israel that we have here in America, although our guarantees here are rapidly disappearing because there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. That's what, so
well,
much of what's going
I'm
on.
Well, I'm
going to
give you my details for anyone interested. My book, including Bye Bye Gaza, if you want to understand how the Israeli protest movement was infiltrated and disappeared, you buy Bye Bye Gaza at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. There's a little space that says search. Write my name on top. That's C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. At lulu.com, there are 9 books for sale, but Bye Bye Gaza tells how the Israeli government infiltrated all opposition, beat them, killed them, did everything inhuman, while at the same time appearing to be a democracy with great, great help from the Israeli and the world media, still appearing to be the only democracy in the Middle East, which is a major joke, of course. And I explain how it was done in Bye Bye Gaza. The other books are important for other reasons, but this is a book that is the most current. Now, you may go to my website just by writing barrychamish.com. That's BARRYCHAMISH.com, and you'll get a lot of information. I have an archives with, you go into my articles section, you'll be reading. It's almost like I'm negating my own books, but my books are not my archives. You know, go and look at them, but still have a look at the books as well. And, of course, if you want those pictures, chamish@netvision.net.il. And I'll do one last thing. I'm going to give you my cell number. And primarily, I've been trying to sell my DVD, my latest DVD, which is the Vatican's New Crusade for Jerusalem. You dial 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And by the way, everyone who's received this DVD has been very, very happy with the information. It's almost 2 hours long. It was a lecture I gave in Jerusalem to people who know, at least half the audience, knew that Israel is on the chopping block, that the country is actually on the chopping block, and the Vatican is doing the chopping. And as I always say on your shows, where we don't have enough time, I do prove it with documents and dates and times and every way a journalist is supposed to prove these things. There, I did it.
All right, you did it. What? Now, what was that telephone number one more time? And you're
904-501-7605.
All right, fine. And then, of course, you can always go to Barry's website and get his information. Got a lot of great information there. What is the website again?
Well, BarryChamish.com will do the trick.
Okay, fine. And Barry's got a lot of DVDs and other information out there. I think you'll really find fascinating. Well, Barry, certainly, as we look at what's going on over in Israel, are you concerned, certainly, it looks to me like when they sent those Israeli planes into Syria about 2 weeks ago, that they were actually taking out either some sort of a nuclear or chemical site. Is this the impression that you're getting, certainly Netanyahu's confirmed?
The impression I'm getting is that there's a lot of disinformation floating around, and no one knows what happened there. Look, there's a real, real problem with that flight over Syria. And the real problem is the Israeli government is releasing nothing, but what they do release is being done through very sneaky methods. Netanyahu, who is, of course, in the hands of the CFR, went on TV in Israel to congratulate Olmert, and then he stopped himself. Suddenly he stopped himself for congratulating him over the Syrian operation. It was all a play. It was all done on purpose. And the Israeli people think they found out something, that it was an anti-nuclear operation, because Netanyahu phoned Olmert and congratulated him. This was all a play. This was rehearsed and done on purpose. Now, what's going on with the Syria business is that there is a lot of information that is not information. Who says that North Korea supplied Syria with dirty bombs? Who says that North Korea is hiding its nuclear weapons in Syria? Where is all this garbage coming from? Okay, I don't believe that North Korea has to hide anything in Syria. Now, next, there was a terrible chemical accident where 15 Iranian officers died, as well as many Syrians. Who says so? Again, the Syrians deny it. Where's their film of this? Where is their proof of this? What you've got now is the kind of journalism I don't do. And by the way, I've been seeing journalists copying other journalists and making it sound like they've got a scoop, and this is something I won't do unless I have really direct information, or where somebody actually informs me, or at least his source is so darn public and it's been so corroborated that I'm in no danger of writing false information. I won't touch it. But now all of a sudden everyone's an expert on the Syrian attack. The IDF overflew Turkey. The IDF landed in Turkey. Turkey was afraid of Syrian nukes. All of this has been all over the internet without an ounce, not a single ounce of proof. And this is extremely, extremely worrisome. Nobody knows what went on there. And there's a worse problem, a much worse problem. Everyone is making like they do know what went on there, and it's not true. I've read the information. It's cross-indexed against other false information.
Well, I'm not at all surprised. I think they're putting out disinformation all the time just to keep us on edge, to keep us from being able to see the forest for the trees. But I do think that there's something big is afoot. I'm not certain exactly what it is. But I think it's really only a matter of time. Now, do you think that they're trying to frighten the people of Israel into being able to make the concessions to giving up the Golan Heights and giving up Samaria and Judea? Simply,
the Israelis are frightened enough without adding this. Why do you have to add this to the stew right now? Look, what you've got is the Israeli people are going to have a conference in November. And by the way, this is real information. I have the Rice Conference in Washington. Who's been invited? Besides the quartet, 12 Arab countries have been invited to watch Israel give up its sovereignty once and for all. This is actual information. What went on in Syria, we don't know, but Syria is invited to the Washington conference. Just to give you a little piece of information that is confirmed, Syria received an invitation to the Washington conference where they will sit back and enjoy watching Israel give up its sovereignty for good.
Well, certainly the Israeli people would never go along with this, but their leaders seem to be intent upon that.
The Israeli people will stick their hands in the air and walk into the boxcars like they did 70 years ago.
Well, I don't think that they can give up enough land to get peace, unfortunately.
Oh, who's talking peace? Now, you know what? Nobody in charge of this operation to make Israel completely helpless thinks that it's going to bring peace. Nobody believes that.
I don't think so. Anyway, God bless. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later.
You gotcha. See you later. Bye.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and And certainly, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you think that our information is important and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Then we want to remind you about the all-day seminar we're having on the 28th of October here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And if you can possibly make it, please give us a call. Please plan on coming. If you're going to get to rooms, you're going to have to get them in the next couple of days. You can, of course, get them any time, but we have a special rate. But if we don't, I think there's only four more days to get the special rate on the rooms. But we've got a great lineup of speakers, and we're going to go until 5:30 in the evening. All day long we'll be serving lunch, but you're going to have to call and make reservations. And then, of course, we want to remind you, if you have not yet laid in your supplies, because I believe we're heading into some very difficult times. If you saw the interview with President Ahmadinejad of Iran yesterday, you should realize that CBS program was aimed at justifying going to war with Iran by accusing them of wanting to get nuclear weapons and of financing terrorism throughout the world, all of which, of course, President Ahmadinejad denied. And anyway, if you have a chance to read that interview or watch it, well worthwhile. You understand what the next plan is, and that's to involve us in a war which, as Zygmunt Brzezinski said over the weekend, will go on for another 20 years as we're tied down in Iraq and Iran and Pakistan. And in fact, Zygmunt Brzezinski mentioned that we were going to get tied down in Pakistan if we go to war with Iran. It's all laid out, the plan's there, and you better be prepared for civil unrest in this country. And if you don't have your emergency supplies and you'd like to get a catalog, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you need your water filters, your water pumps, your water barrels, if you need emergency food supplies, we can put you in touch with the people in where you can get them. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness. Watch the DVD and understand the spiritual forces that are energizing what's going on. Watch my DVD, The Forbidden Secret. We have a great new DVD out. We've had it for some time, but it's now available. It's called None Dare Call It Genocide in DVD. That's None Dare Call It Genocide. We recommend it to you, and as well as so many of the other things that are available through Radio Liberty. And, of course, we do hope that you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, that you'll look at the various books and DVDs and four-tape sets that are there. We've got a great four-tape or four-DC set on the impending police state. That's the impending police state. We have a four-tape set on the North American community. And we're also carrying Jerome Corsi's excellent book, The Late Great USA. That's the North American community, four-tape or four-CD set, and, of course, the late, great USA book. Understand that there's an effort, a planned effort, to destroy this country. They're going to precipitate a financial crisis that is going to impoverish our people. You need to have this information, and you need to help us get it out. So please, if you have the opportunity, why, of course, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and you can actually see many of our DVDs or videos are up there on the website. Of course, we hope that you want to buy them and as well so that you can show them to others, because it's up to you to tell other people what's going on. It's up to you to help us get the information out about the secret societies that go back to ancient antiquity. They're the continuation of the ancient mystery religions manifested today by the desire for a new world order and a new world religion. What's happening is not accidental. It's part of a long-range plan. So, pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase. handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and of course, for this hour, Colonel Barry Turner, who's from England, was with the Royal Corps of Engineers until he retired from the British military, is with us. And we're going to be talking about the European Union. Now, to many people in America, that seems to be their problem. That's not ours. And yet, what people don't understand is that freedom is one ball of wax. And if the European and the English people lose their freedom, we will surely lose ours, because the same people are pushing for the European Union, that are pushing for the North American Union, that are pushing for the South American Union, and the African Union, and the Asian Union, and the Arab Union. And these are people of great wealth who want to rule the world. And this has been a goal going back for thousands of years. But it is only at our time in history where this whole concept of uniting the world under the control of a ruling elite, and don't you for one minute believe that this is going to be democratic in any way. This is going to be authoritarian under the rule of people who have a different worldview, because in my estimation, they worship a different God. Well, Colonel Turner, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what's happening over there now? Of course, we're hearing here in the United States that your new Prime Minister, Mr. Brown, has reneged on his promise to give the people of Great Britain an opportunity to vote on whether they wanted to enter the European Union, that he's going to go right ahead authoritatively and just do it without consulting. The people are finding out, because I think the vast majority of the English people really are against the European Union, or at least want the opportunity to vote on it, don't they?
Well, it's very difficult to know quite what is going on at the moment, because we're in the party conference season, and there's a lot of manoeuvring going on. I mean, Brown has obviously a 10-year history of supporting Prime Minister Blair, and Blair reneged on a promise. Wrong promise. Well, that's not the first promise he reneged on. I mean, the man was a liar anyway. But reneged on a promise for a referendum. That was very specific. Although referendums, of course, can be manipulated according to the questions posed as part of the referendum. But this is the state of play at the moment. I think the Conservative Party under David Cameron and Brown are maneuvering. They're playing a rather canny game. Nobody's giving anything away at the moment. The suggestion is, I suspect, that the referendum is a strong card that Brown is sitting on. And, of course, Cameron, I suspect, doesn't know which way to jump at the moment.
Well, of course, where is Cameron to sit? Is he in favor of the European Union? Is he simply a politician? Does he want to preserve the sovereignty of Great Britain?
Well, I think the Conservative Party has a problem here, because
the elders, shall we say, of the Conservative Party tend to be very much behind United Europe, the European Union. And one of the prominent people here is Kenneth Clark, an elder Tory statesman, former minister. But you see, Clark also happens to be a permanent member of the Bilderberg Group, whose ideals, of course, are quite different. And I suspect that Cameron is rather bouncing along like a cork on water. This is a personal opinion. When I was at grammar school, you know, in my sort of late teens, we had a thriving debating society, and I made this point several times before. You know, at that age, we debate hotly on national and international affairs.
Well, that's all. We're going to be right back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Stan, I guess it's Gary Perry Turner. He's just saying, telling us a little bit about the lineup over there in Great Britain. They have the Conservative Party. Now, is the Tories, are they a separate party? Are they a separate party? Are the Conservatives and the Tories separate?
Oh, no, one and the same.
All right, one and the same. Now, what about then, do you have the Labour Party? Is the Labour Party still there?
Yes.
And that is Chris Brown. And then, of course, you have what about the Liberal Party? Does that do anything?
The Liberal Party does not do a great deal. They have certain principles. They certainly are firmly opposed to the invasion of Iraq and the continuing situation in Iraq. At least they haven't wavered there, unlike the Conservative Party. Now, the problem here, of course, in my view, one of the many problems, is that the Labour Party is fine if you look at it in terms of the interests of the working class, and you're going back 50 or 100 years to the industrial age, manufacturing rates of the 19th century, people down the coal mines, this sort of thing. Now, justice for the working class is fine, but you see, it is now, in my view, ultimately an international socialist party.
Of course, it's really, the Labour Party has always been part of the Socialist International, and the Fabian group, which actually controlled the Labour Party, and I know because I belonged to the Fabian Society for 30 years to learn what they were doing, and I mean, they always dominated the Labour Party, and although they talk about concern for the working man, they are usually using the working man to install a ruling elite, and that's why people of great wealth have always pushed socialism, because of course that's how you centralize power in government, and then you buy and sell the politicians and use them to further your goals.
Yes. But there has been a very strong core of the old Labour, the simple Labour idealists within the Labour Party. But in the last 10 years, the supremacy, shall we say, the control exercised by the Fabians, the international socialists, has become very much more apparent. And I think this is the line along which we're going.
Well, nobody would ever explain that Prime Minister Blair, Tony Blair, being a working man, or Mr. Brown represent the working men. These are elitists, and certainly they. But of course, they may cater and pander to the working man, tell them how concerned they are, but in truth, they would enslave them.
I'm sorry.
I just don't believe that Mr. Blair, you know, represents the working man at all, is he?
No, not at all. He was a rather second-rate barrister. He never held ministerial office before he became Prime Minister. Never ran a business in his life. It's total political theory. But one has to ask, who is running them? Who are the puppet masters behind them?
Oh, I rather think it's the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commissions and the Royal Institute over there, which is the English counterpart of the Council on Foreign Relations, which really runs both parties here.
Oh, yes, one can see this. One can see this. If I can go back a little way, there's a risk of a certain amount of repetition here, but it has obviously, you mentioned the CFR, you mentioned the Royal Institute of International Affairs, you're going back to about 1920. We have the Fabian member of the RIA. Professor Arnold Toynbee, which I've mentioned before, speaking in Copenhagen about the elimination of nationalism, national identity, by self. Now, that is a very specific intent. And when we come to a document that, unfortunately, is going walkabout, my European documents seem to go walkabout, but I remember it quite clearly, we had the coal and steel community agreement in about 1951-52. Now, I had the original copy of that. I studied it. Now, in that were laid down the four principles, the four principal elements. A representative body, which is now members of the European Parliament. A legislature, which, of course, is the bureaucracy. Council of Ministers. And a judiciary. Now, that had nothing at all to do with coal and steel. Which was superficially an industrial agreement, bringing together Europe. And in those days, of course, the thought was that there would be, this would be a process of eliminating all war within Europe after, what, three centuries of this sort of thing. Now, that basis was never anything but political, and with a united Europe, a federal Europe, as its long-term intent, although there were those who did pursue this ideal of the end of all wars. Well, we've seen what's happened with the operation of Europe in the global scenario in that context. But you see, the Hello de Boer has given, or gave in his day, and about now got the date here is 1995 in his newsletter, a very clear account of how America, the United States, was behind the early negotiations in the 50s towards a European Union. He quotes the CIA and he quotes the foundations as financing the move towards a united Europe.
And I think that's really a very, very important point for our listeners to understand, is that the major driving force to unite Europe has always been people here in the United States. And people say, why would the people in the United States want to unite Europe? And after all, it would be a competitor for us. It would actually be a competitor as far as economics and industry. And the truth of the matter is that the leaders of America have never had any loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream, and that's why they were planning back in 1908 or 1909, how are we going to unite the world and bring about world peace? Well, we're going to get a war going, and we actually have documentation showing they created this First World War in the name of bringing the war to end all wars and to make the world safer democracy. And 20 million people died in a nonsensical, foolish, horrible, brutal war that was fought for the only one purpose, to create so much horror that people would accept a world government. And when that didn't work, then they had to have a Second World War, which is why they financed Adolf Hitler. And contrary to everything we see on the History Channel here in America, Adolf Hitler was largely financed by American and European bankers and financiers, so we can have a Second World War. And when that didn't work, why, my fear, a Third World War is coming. What are your thoughts on that, Colonel?
Yes, I think there's an ideological struggle, an ideological war going on as well. As far as physical war is concerned, military confrontation is concerned, and one is looking at the moment, of course, at the case of Iran, the military-industrial complex, as we know, it has to be kept in business. I mean, it's massive. And the economy on both sides of the Atlantic, I think, is heavily influenced by it. Now, you either wear equipment out by using it in combat, or it becomes obsolete and has to be replaced in the natural order of things. Either way, you have to keep this massive military-industrial complex going. Now, British aerospace in this country, which has had a certain amount of criticism levelled at it over its slush money, shall we say, operations in the Middle East, it is a major employer. And without any other major manufacturing base that I can think of, apart from assembling other people's cars, Japanese cars and so on, in this country, this is a major factor. Now, it is going to generate war. And I think this has a relationship to the term perpetual war for perpetual peace. Something of a misnomer. But you see, this is the road we seem to be going down. You are also in parallel with this, of course, you have this ideological war, this ideological struggle to dumb down, I've mentioned this one before, dumb down the middle classes, however they can be defined, but the large mass of thinking people, to take their minds off what is actually going on. So you have a weakened public opinion, apart from pressure groups. There are plenty of those, but they have little voice. And I think this is one of the great dangers. I mean, it's significant in this country, looking at the evening news, that quite often soccer football is perhaps the third item of three major items of news. Now, when you have sport achieving this prominence, you have a situation of bread and circuses. And it is extremely difficult, and I know this from people I've talked to who are deeply concerned, but as individuals, it is very hard to get the man in the street who is not yet suffering too greatly interested or concerned about national or international affairs. And this is one of the great problems. We've been progressively dumbed down, and in many ways we are more preoccupied with a bureaucracy, with political correctness, and with health and safety issues taken to the most absurd limits, which inhibit a lot of public activities. And we're being distracted from what really matters.
Well, of course, that, I think, is a representation of the control of your press and of our press, although I think in some ways your press is really much freer than ours. But the whole idea is entertainment. Get people's minds on the wrong issues. And, of course, it confuses them and get them frightened. And get them concerned, so frightened that they'll turn off any concern about what's really going on in the world and lose themselves in sports or, in the various exciting television programs or comedies, anything to get their mind off the real reality. Because sometimes what's really going on in the world is almost too difficult to accept.
Ted Anderson for Midas. September 24th, 2007, gold $732.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $754.90, $372.25 for half, $186.13 for quarter. That's $754.90, $372.25, and $86.13. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound, and the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan personal cooling system. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan personal cooling system. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280.
$22.80. The bed fan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Right here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, Colonel Barry Turner, retired from the British military, and he was talking about this gentleman who was in charge of the Commission on Racial Equality there in Great Britain. Please pick up the story there, Colonel.
But Lord Phillips was shopping, and some youths, you know, early teens, I should think about 12, 15 years old, three of them, knocked his bicycle over, and the orthodoxy these days is that you turn away and don't cause any trouble, and you know they go on their way. Well, he decided to chase these guys, and he detained one of them, and the police were summoned. But instead of doing anything to detain this young man, they gave Lord Phillips a lecture about not taking the initiative. Now, this is the state of mind we've got into, because he might have been attacked. Now, it means that people give up here. The Health and Safety Executive, which has a perfectly legitimate ideal in bringing justice, particularly in industry, has become a bureaucracy par excellence. They just published a 140-page study entitled Passenger Behavior on Amusement Rides. In other words, people riding on these helter-skelter things. And they've analyzed the reactions in various circumstances. And this is what public money has been spent on. A mother was told off by the police for scolding her daughter. She was a qualified care worker. Therefore, she wasn't, you know, she was responsible for the person. Somebody heard her shouting her daughter, and we all know as parents how irritating children can be. And somebody reported this, so the police turned up and warned her. Now, this is what police time has been used for in education. The headmasters of schools, secondary schools, are being overruled when they expel unruly students.
But of course there has to be discipline in any society. Here in the United States they've done that sort of thing, and today we have 7 million Americans either in prison, probation, or parole, because they never were disciplined until, of course, they get into a prison, and then, of course, there's total discipline. These concepts do not work. They will not work in Great Britain. They will not work here. They're leading to social anarchy, and the people behind this know exactly what they're doing. They're destroying the very fabric of our society, and much of this is being funded by our great tax-exempt foundations here in the United States, and I suspect comparable organizations in your country, intent upon breaking down the social fabric of our societies. These people are not stupid. They know what they're doing, and they know there must be discipline, and that's why they're blocking it and preventing it and keeping parents from being parents and children from being children.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and where I do agree 110% is the fact that there are people in the woodwork, people in administration, who know exactly what they're doing. Now, you have an army of relatively junior officials in government, in Westminster, in this country, civil servants, who do a job which, to their understanding, is a perfectly legitimate, but a perfectly fair job. Somebody, again, is conducting the orchestra. I was in hospital 5 years ago, having a new hip, and I found myself in the next bed to a former headmaster from the Inner London Education Authority, in other words, a tough area. And he had been suspended. Now, this was the story from the man himself, not something I read. He was suspended for detaining a 15-year-old boy in the cloakroom. He was going berserk, and either he harmed himself, somebody else did a lot of damage, or he was physically restrained. The person who suffered was the headmaster, because he was suspended. Now, he suffered months of misery while his case was investigated. Ultimately, he was exonerated, But the local authority, and here you have official them at work again, insisted that the case remain on his record. In other words, he was blighted permanently by the local authority even after this process had been undergone. And this is what is happening in society on a broad front. Now, this was 5 years ago. Now, we have knives and guns increasingly used by young people. There have been several murders in different parts of the country, not just in central London or central Manchester. And the authority of the teaching profession is still being debated. There is no hard and fast diktat to entitle them to exercise authority as they used to.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case of a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today. Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Moments. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Colonel Turner simply telling us about, you know, how the many times the media and the establishment and certainly the Marxists will set out to target somebody who wants to do the right thing, and they do that in Great Britain. They do that here in the United States. In fact, if you were a conservative Christian trying to get a job at academics at a major university, you'll be blacklisted. And this happened to a number of people I can personally think of. Professor Sutton, it happened to Philip Moser, Stephen Moser, who had gone to China and come back and told about China's one-child policy, and instead of being certainly upset about the fact that they were allowing girl children to be killed in China, they went after Stephen Mosier. He was unable to get his doctorate at Stanford, that great institution of learning, and then he was blacklisted. They blacklisted him at every other major university in this country, so he could not get his PhD. They do that. It's a standard operating procedure. And, of course, this is what really happens. Academic freedom means you better not speak out because they're going to get you. Go right ahead, Colonel.
Well, we're back to who's conducting the orchestra again. It's interesting that the title of the article which appeared, a two-page report in the Telegraph newspaper a few years ago, was titled Ideological Attack, Facts and Faked Evidence. Facts and Faked Evidence. This was a case of Cecil Burt. So it was well known. But you see, you're going back to the 1980 period. Now, again, bearing in mind my experience with the headmaster that I was in hospital with, nothing changed. Nothing's changed. The rot goes on. Now, David Miliband is apparently government minister, foreign secretary. He's a youngish man. His heritage is East European. His father was a Marxist academic, and I suspect he at heart is a Marxist. Now, as an education minister in a previous appointment, not many years ago, 3 or 4 years perhaps, he pronounced the examination results to be improving. Now, the academic world was generally of a totally different opinion, that the standards were falling. But you see, Miliband, in my view, was taking the Marxist position in that what suited the Marxist cause, the Marxist ideology was correct. In other words, they were rising if it suited the Marxist case.
Well, of course, you know, here in the United States, our students, when they graduate from high school, they're tested competitively with students throughout the rest of the world, from Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia. We rate right along the lowest. Our students are not learning, they cannot think clearly, and the only way they get through school is they keep dumbing down the academic tests, so that, you know, they say, gee, our students are getting better, but that's because the tests are getting dumber. In other words, and certainly our students cannot compete, most of them, effectively with students from around the rest of the world. And this is not happening by accident. I believe it's happening by intent. And it's not simply that they are not teaching them in schools, but I believe there's damage being done to their minds. And if you go back and you read Bertrand Russell's wonderful book, The Impact of Science on Society, and that's either on page 50 or 52, where he talks about to diet, injections and injunctions. We will so influence the mind of children that they will never again be able to differ with what they've been taught in our schools. And any of our listeners would like to get those pages from Bertrand Russell's book, we have them, we have permission to copy them, and we'll be glad to send you those pages. By diet, injections and injunctions, and we will so alter the mind of children that they will never be able to disagree with what they've been taught by their schoolmasters. And I believe that those programs have been very well carried out, but I wonder what's in the diet and what's in the injections that they're giving to our children today. And nobody ever asked what Bertrand Russell was really talking about, but he understood. And it's a shame that most of our people today have never heard that quotation and don't understand who it was, of course, that Bertrand Russell was working with and represented.
Well, of course, there's another gem from Bertrand Russell when he talks about the process of control. And he refers to an insurrection of the, I forget how he put it, the people against the masters would become as unthinkable as a protest by sheep against the practice of eating mutton.
That also comes from the Impact of Science on Society.
Yeah. Now, you see, I'm looking at another angle, another approach in this is gradual erosion of standards. In 1998, I wrote in the On Target newsletter a report on the attack on family disciplines and the traditional family, as we know it in this country, and has stood us in good stead for many years. There have been abuses within families, we know that, at all levels of society. But an organization started to appear in the press, writing rather impressive letters, and it was called End Physical Punishment of Children, called EPOC, for short. Now, the chairman of this, I discovered through various other sources, various articles, was one of a group of people who had no following in the country. They claimed a membership, which was really bogus. And I referred, and there were a number of other similar associated groups, and about 30 individuals were working on a sort of rotating door process, being members of each other's groups. I referred to them as rather like commercial shell companies. They didn't have anything other than their title and their leadership. Now, apparently, these people were not only consulted by the government of the time, but also by the United Nations. Now, this is how you infiltrate and undermine society, and that's just one example. And the whole thing is particularly sinister, because these moves have been going on in the case of Justice for Children. In the mid-1980s, I remember a television presenter, Esther Ranson, began a campaign against the abuse of children. Now, that can take many forms. But the papers warned at the time, the Daily Mail I'm thinking of, warned at the time that this would lead to a general bureaucracy, a bureaucratic approach to what is basically family responsibility. And it's a collective approach, not taking individual cases where there is a problem, a genuine problem, which should be tackled. But it became legislation, blanket legislation, which really strangles conventional parents and puts their family at risk by the removal of their children from their control to care of local authorities. And of course, it's ultimately destructive. And it's just yet another move to undermine a weakened society.
Well, of course, the thing is, there are basic elements of society, the family. And so you want to undermine the authority of the family, of the church. You want to create dissension within the church. The military, you want to, of course, undermine the military. Our educational program, of course, you want to do everything you can to dumb down our children. If you go after the various elements, the various foundations of society, you destroy that society. And that is exactly what Gramsci wrote about, the Gramsci and Marxism, and that's exactly what they've done here in the United States. This is what they're doing in Great Britain and all throughout Europe, some places more advanced than others. There is an organized effort to destroy the very fabric of society, and the average person sees what's going on and shakes their head and doesn't understand that this is not being necessarily done by revolutionary Marxists. It's being done by some of the most wealthy people in our society who are using revolutionary Marxism to advance their goals and objectives, which is the destruction of Christian civilization.
If I can move slightly sideways here, the Financial Times published an article last week, Lessons for Europe if Fragile Belgium Goes Down. Now, this was written by a senior fellow for Europe at Chatham House, in other words, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, a man called Robin Shepherd. Now, what he's writing about, is the fact that the Belgium is threatened with a split between the French-speaking part and the Flemish-speaking part. And, first of all, I spot the first cliché I would call it, the first trigger term, he refers to the far right, Vianne's Belang Flemish Interest Party. Now, I don't know what far right has to do with that. What is far right about being nationalist? Now, he goes on to argue the fact that in the United Kingdom, we shouldn't be gloating over this problem because we are threatened with the same moves in Scotland. And we already have the European map of 1985, the official map of the regions, which eliminates England. The title, the word England, is omitted totally, and this is well known amongst those people who are concerned, who take an interest in these things. So that is what he's arguing. But you see, he goes on to talk about elitist supranationalists. Now, elitist is never to these trigger terms. Once you see elitist, it creates a certain impression. And then he refers to the meaning of this in the hands of supranationalists, or ordinary people, whoever they may be. He goes on to talk about a pragmatic and national democratic rather than an elitist and supranational approach. Now, what you're reading is gobbledygook, in my view. It also shows how there are strains within Europe and the European Union. But ultimately, of course, the idea is to have a consolidated Europe, by any token. And where we go from there is anybody's guess.
Well, I think that they have a plan, and of course it is being organized by the people who control Chatham House, Royal Institute of International Affairs there in St. James Wood. And of course this has been around for a long time, as you mentioned earlier, going back to 1921. And there are these elitists, of course, who would do away with Great Britain, who would unite Europe. Somebody had asked whether the reason that we very seldom hear the word England now, we usually hear the United Kingdom. Do you think that has anything to do with it? They really, of course, want to do away with England as an entity, and that's passé. And now you'll have United Kingdom being part of this United Europe.
Well, I think the United Kingdom is almost, you know, one could say it's been eaten away from the inside.
Right.
Because the United Kingdom is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Now, once you have the regions, you have this recipe for disintegration, if it's taken down that particular path. And the real problem here at this point in time, of course, is the United Kingdom. And we include Scotland, because it is still a national government overall. The United Kingdom is increasingly subservient, has become increasingly subservient to European legislation. And this is where, of course, the monarch becomes a problem, because the monarch, naturally enough, is the head of state and has no superior. But the monarch is put in a difficult position, ipso facto, by the European legislation being superseding the authority of the monarch on paper. And more legislation is being adopted. I mean, it comes at such a rate that I don't think anybody has time to understand it, and it is being passed into law in this country by the statutory instrument, which goes back to an act of 1896, I think it is, updated in 1946, by which a minister can pass legislation, or pass an item into legislation, you say, without parliamentary debate. He can bypass Parliament. Now, once you go down this path, you're in even more dangerous waters. Now, all this was known in 1971-72, at the time of Edward Heath's regime as Prime Minister and Lord Privy Seal before that. And the House of Lords, its special committee investigating the implications, were quite clear about the loss of sovereignty. And this has been known. Now, no newspaper, to my knowledge, has run a consistent campaign against European integration, which must tell us something.
Well, I think people really don't understand that what this means is a loss of sovereignty, a loss of the traditions of freedom that, you know, were the very foundation, eventually, of the system of freedom we developed in this country. And the people of your country and our country do not understand what it means to give up sovereignty, because what it means is you have a fascist dictatorship. There is no representative government. The only thing that makes England, England, you know, is your system of laws. And when those laws are gone, have been replaced by European laws made up by bureaucrats, then freedom as you know it will be gone. And the same thing here in America. And the average American is never allowed to know, because they will not allow this to be mentioned on the major media, and certainly Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Brian Williams and the other people who are employed by the establishment will never tell you that there is a move to destroy the sovereignty of the United States. And with that sovereignty will be our constitutional guaranteeing of freedom under God. And that will simply be gone. And you will get your whatever freedoms the bureaucrats want to give you, and you'll have no right to life or liberty or property. And as it was those concepts of life, liberty, and property that were the foundations of British law and American law that may soon be, like yesterday's sunset, forgotten and gone forever. Well, Colonel, you've got about 30 seconds to wrap up this segment of the program.
Perhaps I could quote again, then, the statement by Nicholas Murray Butler, a Fabian, in 1937 at a dinner in London. Communism is the instrument with which the financial world can topple national governments and then erect a world government with a world police and world money.
And of course it's the financial element that's really behind it. That's what's so important. And I don't know whether Nicholas Murray Butler was for or against it, but anybody who's really studied this realizes that it's the people of great wealth using socialism and using communism that are moving us towards world fascism. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hello. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed Colonel Turner. And he was certainly quoting Nicholas Murray Butler as pointing out the influence of the financial elite on what's going on, because they have used communism, and they have used socialism, and they've used humanitarianism, and they've used the idealists to break down the very structure of society so they can increase their control over the lives of the people. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get our talk on The Forbidden Secret, or the four-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to get the award-winning DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and The Riddles in Stone. The information is all there. If you want the documentation, it's available for Radio Liberty. We're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And there really are people who worship Lucifer, who think we worship the wrong God, which is why there's an attack on conventional Christianity today. I do want to warn, remind you about our October 28th all-day meeting we're going to have at the Outdoor Seascape Golf Course. Got a great lineup of guests, and I do hope that many of you out there will be able to come. But if you're going to come, we do need you to actually get a reservation in, because we have to order the lunches. We have to know how many people are coming. So that's October 28th. If you can make it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to get some of our other material on how they're actually undermining the health of our children, you want to get our four-tape set on autism. You know, it used to be we had an incidence of autism 1 in 10,000. Now it's at 1 in 150. And it's not happening by accident. They know they're poisoning our children. And they still, they told you they've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. What they don't tell you is that they still have mercury in the vaccines that are given to children. Children in utero, the influenza vaccine doesn't do it a bit of good, but certainly it actually is given to women in the first trimester, to children at 6 months of age and at 8 months of age, where it'll do the maximum amount of harm, because the mercury is toxic to many children's brains. And this is why one in every six American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. And you remember earlier we were talking about Bertrand Russell, where he talked about through injunctions and through diet, injections and injunctions, we'll be able to so alter the minds of our children. And that's what it's all about. They know what they're doing. They, of course, they're giving our children fluoride. Why would you give them fluoride? It's a deadly poison. And of course they say, oh, it's going to help the teeth. You need to get the information on water fluoridation. You need to understand that they're not putting simply fluoride into the water, but hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is so toxic, it is a waste product for fertilizer manufacturers. You can't put it in rivers. You can't dump it in the ground. You can't even dig it out and dump it at sea. So they're putting it in your drinking water for your children. And, of course, it has a terrible toxic effect. We'll be actually talking with Dr. Roger Masters on Wednesday. On this program, Dr. Masters has supervised the testing of 450,000 children across America. And you'll be surprised at what he heard about and what he learned about what they're doing to the minds of our children. Little wonder, of course, when they graduate from high school, they cannot compete effectively with children from other countries throughout the world. So if you'd like to get our information on autism, on mercury, we have DVDs, we have videos, we have books. And then, of course, we have information on the cause of the obesity epidemic. They keep pointing it out, but they never tell you how much of this is related to MSG and aspartame. They're putting the aspartame in all the gum that children are chewing, knowing full well it destroys their minds and their fertility. And, of course, it has produces pathological obesity. It was found long before it was ever released. They knew what they were doing. Do you know a better way to destroy the...
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1934. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band. Frequency.